If this goes well, this may be our new format, but we're just going to have different segments, different topics, but it's not going to be as structured or as specific as in
the past.
And that's
okay, because guess what? This is our fucking podcast.
And hopefully you love it as is.
I have some would you rathers for you.
All right.
And I might just ask a couple now and then sprinkle some in throughout the evening.
Let's do it.
All right. Would you rather have no legs or no arms?
Oh, no. Wait, this was in our Christmas game segment.
Well, what was the answer?
I'd rather have... Shoot, I don't remember what I said, but I'm going to say arms.
No arms?
I'd rather have... Yeah.
I think I'd rather have no arms, too.
No arms.
Yeah.
I'm walking.
Yeah. All right. That might go.
Okay. I'll make one up for you right now.
All right, go.
Okay. Would you rather have Glee come back for one more season and you get to be a guest star? Or you can never watch Law and Order, any of them, ever again? Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, I can watch CSI or something. I don't know. Would you rather be itchy or smelly?
Oh, boy.
Like, just like always.
Oh, that's
always
tough.
Itchy or always smelly.
Probably itchy. I feel like I am always itchy all summer.
No, I haven't seen you itch since I've been here.
No, summer.
Yeah,
it's
but...
It's fall.
No. I mean, like, you're just constantly itchy.
I still think I'd pick itchy.
Over smelly. Yeah, I would too.
But you know, if once it actually came down to it, I'd probably get to a point where I don't care what others think. And I would just want to be free from my itching.
You'd rather be smelly?
I'll stick with itching. I'll stick with itching, knowing that when it really came down to it, I could change my mind.
All right, this is a good one. Would you rather eat whatever you want but have uncontrollable diarrhea at all times?
Oh, God.
Or... Not have to work out at all, but you smell like diarrhea.
Oh, no. That is awful. Oh, no.
I'd eat whatever I want.
Oh, God. But you have to shit all the time. Oh, no, wait.
I know where all bathrooms are in this world.
I guess I'll agree, but that sounds rough.
I mean, I don't mind diarrhea all the time. Sometimes I feel like I'm, like, getting flushed.
I guess mine always comes with cramping and stomach
aches. Okay, see, like, in mine doesn't. So, in my mind, diarrhea is not that bad.
Okay,
diarrhea is just liquid poop.
Okay, so in this instance, it's not
no,
like
no,
you're
no, it's your diarrhea.
Pain.
No, it's your diarrhea.
Oh, then that's not fair for me.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
fair
get
for
that.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather come back and find one thumb-sized cockroach standing on top of your phone?
Okay.
Or you come home and you hear and Fievel is actually a girl and he just had a bunch of kittens and used your favorite outfit as a bed to deliver on and it's
kittens.
Got like gunk.
Kittens.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess a cockroach isn't that bad, but baby kittens are cute.
Yeah, I guess I was just thinking like, oh no, the responsibility.
No, I would adopt. I would give them away.
Yeah. Okay.
This isn't going great for me. Yeah, maybe this isn't as good as we thought it would be. But we'll keep going. Would you rather be a redhead or a brunette?
A redhead.
Why?
More unique.
Yeah.
You'd say brunette?
I am a brunette. Just because I'm black doesn't mean my hair's not brown, Holly.
But that doesn't matter. It's saying then would you rather naturally have the hair color you have or red?
No, I'd rather be brunette. My hair always turns red and I
well,
don't like it.
Let it be known that Misha hates redheads.
I don't hate them. I just wouldn't want that.
Okay. It's hard to imagine you with red hair.
Pippi Longstocking is coming into your world.
Or Pepper Ann.
Oh,
that's
Pepper Ann was
you're
a
going
shit.
With that.
All right. One more from each of us. You got one?
Okay. Would you rather be pregnant with quadruplets?
What the fuck?
And? Rich.
Okay.
Or?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the other part?
Pregnant with one.
And poor?
Your lower middle.
What's lower middle these days?
I don't know.
All of that's the same. There's just poor and rich these days. There's no middle class anymore. Okay, so My mom and I just talked about this. We are now lower middle class. There's no middle class anymore. There's either poor or fucking rich.
Oh, man. We're getting deep now.
But yeah, I'd rather have
quadruplets.
Poor and rich, I think.
Be rich.
Right? What would you?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd want four at once.
But if you had, like, help?
I guess the wealthy part helps because you'd have good health care and you could pay for as much child care as you wanted.
Yeah, but also be present in their life.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to be like that mom. Well, no offense to any moms that can do that, but I would still want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But
I'm not good at coming up with would you rathers. That is the theme of this.
Would you rather have a finger up your butt or a fist up your vagina?
A finger up the butt. Do you know my vagina?
On that note, welcome to our episode. We're going to do some weird ass shit on this one.
Oh, and it's just to clarify, it's not would you rathers the entire episode.
No. We're just going to talk.
Hopefully my loud ass dog or cats don't interrupt us.
And hopefully like we don't lose any followers from this because.
At this point, it's just for fun.
Yeah, fuck it.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. And I've grown to be able to say that.
Just say the thing.
Okay. This is Loud
and Louder
with Holly and Misha. Now we're just gonna catch up on some exciting stuff that's been going on in our lives.
Yeah.
Misha, I'll start with you.
Oh.
What is one of your favorite events that you have produced lately? And why was it so fun?
Huh. I did one recently. I did do one that is so it's at this venue called the Schoolhouse.
Oh, which you mentioned in our last episode a new venue.
Yes.
That I don't remember the details.
Old school. Okay. And so now we're doing my past hors d'oeuvres are like mom approved snacks.
Okay, so last episode we heard that you had this event, but you hadn't figured out the menu or the details yet.
I figured it out.
Okay, yeah. This is perfect. Update us.
Yeah. So we have one part that's like mom-approved snacks, which is the past hors d'oeuvres. We have an adult Lunchable.
But wait, go back. What is an example of a mom-approved snack?
I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So one of them is adult Lunchables. Because let's be honest, we all like Lunchables.
That's basically
and that's why we like charcuterie boards. Right.
Yeah.
So we're doing like a cool little box. We're going to put the company's name on it as like the Lunchable. Nice. That's cute. What are we doing for the past? We're doing a little mini grilled cheese with like a tomato soup shooter.
Yum.
What are we doing?
Wait, so it hasn't happened yet?
No, it's a holiday party.
Oh,
we're
fun.
Doing like this. So then I named the like menu as like the cafeteria.
Cute.
I'm fucking lame. But I like to do this shit. So there's like not your mom's spaghetti. And there's like out of the box macaroni. So we're having this like big pasta station.
And who doesn't love pasta?
Who doesn't like pasta? Eat your vegetables
that's so cute.
It's a vegetarian rigatoni. Eat your veggies.
I love that.
It's gonna be really cute.
Oh.
And I wanna like so hopefully my client's not listening, but I really just want to add dino nuggies on it. And I'm going to. Because I was just at that party that I was telling you about that's all this money at Field Museum. They did that.
Really?
Yeah, because it was in the sewer.
That like multi-million dollar party did dino
But they
dino
had dino
nuggies?
Nuggies, yeah. For the late night. No one cares. Once it's late night bites,
that is wild.
Everybody's on the same caliber of money.
I don't care, but I just assume people like that are a little more bougie.
Moxie. Yeah, they might be. Moxie.
No crying. We're recording.
We're talking about dino nuggies. Come here.
Come here.
So we're in the kitchen. We're usually in a little like closed off room.
At Misha's.
By ourselves. Moxie, who is Holly's adorable little pit mix, right?
I think so, yeah. For all I know, I'm not paying for a damn DNA test.
She's looking at the garbage like she wants to eat it.
Yeah, I can't tell if she wants something she smells to eat or if she wants to go OUT new to word, get the RATs B-A-C-K.
In the side. Oh, Y-A-R-D.
We have way less rats this year.
Thank the Lord.
Aaron and I were talking about this. Oh. Okay, guys, just to paint a picture.
Oh my God,
last summer.
Oh my God, this shit was disgusting. Ugh.
So there is a lot next to us between us and actually a catering company. So maybe they
not
got
mine.
Their shit together and that's why it's better.
We won't tell
but
you which one.
It's not the one Misha works for.
No.
But it's just like open grass. Like it's way too long. And then like once every couple of months, the city comes and mows it down. But
and
when I tell you.
Rats.
When I tell you that there was a whole city
oh, there are
going on,
there
I
were
mean,
city infrastructure.
Even when the grass was tall, you would see them like bouncing above the grass, like leaping little deer. And like if you stared for even just 10 seconds, you'd count at least six.
That's fucking disgusting. Speaking
haven't
of rats,
seen
you were
haven't
just in
seen
New York
at
City.
All this year.
Tell us about New York City.
Oh boy, it was exciting.
Hallie took her one-woman show to fucking New York City.
So there was a festival that someone told me I should submit my show to. I know nothing about the festival world, but I went for it. It was a really rigorous process, and I'm so excited I got it. For all I know, maybe everybody got in, but let's just assume
no one did.
Millions
applied.
No one got in.
No one got in but you.
So it was a one-time performance. It just happened this past weekend, and I was telling Misha, like, the performance itself went great, and Aaron, my husband, you should know that by now, but he has seen every performance of this show, so he's seen it like 10 times, and he said, like, totally honest, that was by far my best performance
That's
of the show,
up,
which is awesome.
I feel like you should have had that one when I was there.
Well, each one should just get better and better over time, though,
okay.
Right?
All
right,
fine.
So I was also just proud, because sometimes when I get super fucking nervous, I black out, I go into autopilot, and then I don't enjoy myself, which is silly. Like, it's comedy. I should have fun, you know? I don't want it to just be like, let me get through this, check done. I want to, like, stop
Moxie.
Crying. But basically, I was super present. The improv portion with audience went great. I got lots of laughs. Even the tear-jerking moments came really naturally, and I had these, like, raw, you know,
raw.
Big feeling moments.
Raw dick moments.
And I was just really proud of myself. It felt so fun, so good. And I did something outside my comfort zone. But y'all, come at me. I don't care. Chicago is way better than
way
New York.
Way better.
New York is meaner.
Yep.
It is dirtier.
Yep.
And it is way more crowded.
Yep.
I'm sorry to tell you again, Misha. Now we know. We just need to catch up while we're recording.
Yeah.
But basically, I had a moment where I was like, this is the most New York fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. I was in an Uber. And this guy was like right in front of our car at a red light. And he's yelling at some stranger. He's like, how do you know my name? How do you fucking know my name? I heard you say Angel. How do you fucking know my name? And the other guy did not say his name, did not know what he was talking about. So the other guy just yells, fuck you. And then the other guy goes, fuck you. And they're saying fuck you back and forth like 20 times. And then it goes to fuck your mother. And he's like, fuck you. And then it goes to go back to your country.
Oh, shit.
Because one guy was Asian. And I was like, let's just be friends. Everyone just be nice. Like, this escalated
just
so quickly.
Just grab a hot dog on the street.
Yeah, fuck get yourself you. A delicious piece of New York pizza and shut up and be friends. You need to shut the fuck up, Moxie. So basically, I was in New York for 48 hours. It was very quick, but we had so much fun. Aaron and I did karaoke.
You guys never do karaoke.
No, which is crazy because we love singing.
Were people pissed at you?
There were so many good singers.
Yes. Really?
Well, okay.
I was watching
Not
your kid,
so
and I'm
many.
Like, okay.
I was so drunk. That's
you guys,
probably
what
why
do you guys
I was...
sing together?
Found a reason for me.
Yeah, but you guys were like harmonizing.
Yeah.
The change who I need to be.
Yeah, it was
I
great.
Heard you.
So Aaron and I have only done karaoke together once before this, which is insane. But
that's fucking crazy.
So this is like the end of the night. I mean, this is a long day. People went to my show. Then we all went to dinner. Then we went to another bar. Then we went to a stand-up show. Then
How
we went
the
to another
show?
Bar. It was good. My favorite person was probably... Interestingly, the person that went second, because usually, like,
the
last person is...
Yeah.
But the last person was great, too. Overall, it was really good.
Okay. Where'd you go?
Gotham.
Okay.
It was fun. And then we went to another bar. And then,
which is interesting. Gotham to me is Chicago.
Great point.
See, they just want to be us. They want to be us.
I have a whole theory on this. So, okay. Well, first, I'll finish my first thought. Sorry. I can do this. No. Not blaming you. My brain. So, by the end of the night, like karaoke time, by this time it's like 1 a.m. Huh. So it's just down to four of us. Me, Aaron, and two guys that
out of 15?
Yeah. Wow. That he did a cappella with.
What do you...
In college.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
Aaron was in an a cappella group.
And they were really good.
Like on Glee.
And they
were... The Warblers.
So of course they were like, let's do karaoke. And so when they did their songs, they were also phenomenal.
What were they
doing? Brian... I don't remember. Oh, wait. I think one... Eric did Africa, I think.
No. Like the rain down in Africa.
I couldn't hear him super well, though, because everyone was singing. But Brian, his falsetto, which, like, he can sing so high, and it is so beautiful. Like, Justin Timberlake. It's like, yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
And so there were times where he would just let it rip, and every girl was like,
panties.
Yeah. And afterwards I was like, did you hear all those girls screaming for you? He's like, no, I actually couldn't really hear anything. I could barely hear the background music. I don't think so. But he's like, well, no one came up to me. And I was like, who knows?
Yeah, you gotta go up to them.
Maybe that will be where he finds the love of his life. But of course, like, we're doing karaoke with these guys that are like phenomenal singers, and it was so much fun. And then one guy who worked at the karaoke place had his whole routine. He went up there and he was amazing, and I was like, all right, this is awesome. And then Aaron and I got pizza. I don't know where we were. We were so drunk. Great. Just skipping around the city in love.
New York pizza is great.
But here's my theory. New Yorkers sometimes love to be like, yeah, well, you're in the second city. And I think of it as, yeah, New York is the bitter, overly confident, toxic ex-boyfriend.
Like, what does the second city mean?
And we are the new and improved boyfriend.
Yeah.
We're and like, you're just jealous. You're like, oh, yeah, you're the second best. And it's like, no. We're the new and improved.
No, yeah.
And you're overly aggressive. You've got your machismo. I'm the best in the world. Fuck you. And we're just like, okay, well, we don't need that.
Also, the second city, one of the reasons because of the Chicago fire and our shit burnt down. So we're the second city.
Great point.
Like Chicago 2.0.
But like also, thanks for pointing out our past trauma.
Yeah, New York. We had a lot of trauma. Yeah.
But
I mean, New York's had a lot of trauma too. Oh, yeah. I love it. Never forget. Well,
but we're not pointing that out by calling them some terrible nickname based off of it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. No one can convince me that New York is a better place to visit or a better place to live. Oh my God. The friends that let us stay with them, which was so fun, their place is more than double the cost of our place. And it is 700 square feet smaller. And
that's it. That's all I need to hear.
That's all you need to hear.
Yeah, no.
It's so expensive. If you are,
yeah, just live in Chicago.
Yeah, and stop shitting on us, guys. Just admit.
We're just nicer.
We're nicer and
we're better. Our food's better.
People will come at you for that.
Our food is fucking better.
I think...
I will die on that fucking hill.
I haven't been in New York enough to be able to say that, but from my experience, yeah, Chicago's just as good, if not better.
There is rarely a time you go out for dinner in Chicago and it sucks.
Right? Unless you're just going to weird, random downtown places. Because, ironically, I feel like some of the most touristy areas have the more mediocre food.
Like where?
I can't even remember. But just like random bars or random, like, just classic American places that are meh.
Yeah.
But, I mean, every city has a wide range of quality of food.
Yeah.
Our bar is just, on average, higher.
Yeah.
And I asked my friends because they are moving back to Chicago.
Yeah,
because after they Nick get finishes, out of yeah, New York. After he finishes his residency, they're coming right back.
Yeah.
But I was trying to be positive because it's so easy to shit on New York.
And
I was
like, so easy.
I was like, what's your favorite thing about New York? And my friend was like, I do love that. Like, no matter what kind of cuisine you're craving, you can find it. And I was like, just like in Chicago. She's like, yeah. Yep. Just like in Chicago, and it's probably cheaper.
Yep. Sure is.
I'm like, so your favorite thing about New York is also a great perk of where you're moving back to.
Yeah. So, needless to say, we love Chicago, and New York is fun.
It was a great time.
It's a great time to visit. I love going to New York. I could never live there.
And also, even just the process of, like, booking my show, I was like, man, it feels way easier to do this in Chicago.
Well, that makes sense, though. Now you're making a reason for them to come at us, because Chicago stage is different than New York, right? I mean, but New York...
Well, I was talking about how, like, I think there's a lot more stand-up in New York, but the Chicago improv sketch scene...
Oh, yeah. ...is Second so City. Solid. That's where, like...
In I.O.
Yeah.
And then even smaller places that...
That's why we're so funny. It's because we're in Chicago.
It just...
We're just funny. Just,
you absorb it.
Yeah. Fucking hilarious. I mean, you aren't even from here. Look at how much you absorbed.
Yeah. I just love Chicago. I love this place. And I would have to land, like, a movie or a TV show to move to New York.
Yeah, we won't. You're not going to move there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you're not going to land anything. I was like, wow.
No, you will land it, but you guys will have enough money where you don't have to live there.
I would hope not. But yeah, it went by so fast. It feels so surreal. And it was so awesome.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
I was really excited. I should have been there. And I
wish you could have, but I don't blame you for not.
I feel bad that I wasn't.
Don't feel bad. Just, like, it costs so much it money didn't. Just to
I mean, I could have,
get there, let alone be there.
Yeah.
I spent way more on food and drink than I would have liked to. And I didn't even go anywhere fancy. I was just doing, like, decent places. And it racks up quick.
Rack City, bitch.
Rack City, bitch.
What are we watching?
Mm-hmm. In terms of, like,
I'm just
TV.
Saying that, so this is what I always do. Sing me a song, love that is one.
Reading Rainbow?
No. Outlander.
This? Oh. Is there a new season or are you rewatching?
So. I thought I finished it, but I didn't. There's still a season that I haven't watched. And a new season that has come out. It's basically sexual...
Historical fiction?
Historical sci-fi? Fiction.
Because there's time traveling, isn't there?
Yeah, but, like, that's not really, like, a big focus now.
Which is hilarious, because that sounds like Jaime! A big plot point.
Yeah, this one scene... Did I tell you... Did we talk about this? This one scene where he almost died, and then she gave him a hand job and he didn't die?
She brought him back to life
via
hand job?
Yep.
Why would that be your go-to? I would be
sing
like,
me
Aaron,
a song.
Aaron, oh God, what do I do? I guess I'll try
this. Is this helping? Oh, it's working. It's working.
Was it comedic? How did they sell that? It's like hot?
It was sold. I mean,
interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I gotta start watching
you
this.
You should watch it. You said you tried to watch the one episode and there was sex and then you guys got horny and then...
I'm pretty sure we watched one episode and we were like, that was boring, but also I want to have sex.
Yeah,
now.
The sex scenes are great.
So I think I just need to get invested.
There's some season, like, so I'm in this one season, right? But, like, the last season was fucked up. It was fucked up. It was, like, traumatic.
Is it too disturbing
there
for me?
There was just rape. There was bad rape. Bad rape. Not that there's good rape, but, like, bad rape. Like,
see, I don't
like fucked up.
Ever.
I just stopped. I just stopped.
I was gonna.
And
then
I came
back.
That's
alive.
I came back because
you watched Law and Order.
I know, but, like, they don't show
the rape.
They
don't act it out. They just
talk about it.
I don't ever think
sing
that needs to be
me
acted
a
out.
Song the loss that is won. They're Scottish. Sing a little.
Yeah, that sounds very Scottish, Misha.
Sing me a. What are you watching?
The newest season of Sex Education.
I never watched it.
I love it, but I will say this till I die. Even though the actors are older, it always feels weird
watching
teenagers
kids.
Have sex.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm like, I know you're in your 20s, but your character is like 16, yeah. And this is a lot. Like, it's pretty graphic. I mean, we...
Like, you're not seeing their parts.
Sometimes.
Their bottom parts?
Well, I will say the first time I've ever... I think this is the first time I've ever seen penis, and it wasn't in a sexual way.
A
it was
high school
like,
penis?
It was like an embarrassing, like... He was trying to send dick pics to his girlfriend, but he never sent them.
You saw the dick of a high school
but
character?
He's like flaccid.
Sing
and
me
it's,
a song.
It's really not attractive, though. And like that's why it's supposed to be like embarrassing. So the only time I think we've seen dick is when it's not in a sexual context. It's like.
Still.
But it's.
It's still kid
oh, wait.
Dick.
He's in college this year. That helps.
Oh, okay.
But still weird.
18 dick.
But also, speaking of, we both separately watched and loved Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, I love
phenomenal
that show.
Phenomenal
show. It's so good.
But again, whenever they would like start to get...
Yeah, but that like, was it...
It
was
more tame.
Crazy.
That was way more tame. Sexual Education is like...
Really?
You would like it.
Because they're kids.
They don't... I guess it helps that they're British because they
Why?
Seem more like... Sexually advanced and mature.
Why?
And Americans are more closed off.
What?
It's like the culture. I don't know. I'm just bullshitting right
Sing
now.
Sing me a song.
But I'm watching that and The Golden Bachelor, which is the sweetest, most heartwarming. I know everyone's over hearing about it, but it truly... I am not a normal bachelor, bachelorette person, but this is... It feels so different and wholesome, and you're just rooting for them because... They're trying to get a second chance at love because most of their spouses have died.
Wow.
Yeah. No one is under the age of 60, if I remember
Are
correctly.
Are they fucking?
Not yet, but who knows?
Who knows?
They'll probably get to it. I mean, they're still like flirting and kissing and references.
Touching? Fingers?
No, not that far.
Okay.
At least on a camera.
Also, we were just talking about Love is Blind. This season was fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't really like anyone.
First of all, the fact that there's only two people that even went through, that's the lowest it's ever been.
You right? mean two couples?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But also, you've got to be so brave and bold to go on the show in the first place. And
no,
I think,
you don't. You have to want to be on TV.
Yeah, I guess so. Because now... They don't even need jobs, and they're going to be rich from Instagram ads. And
well, they need jobs, right?
I don't know. I was watching something from, like, the Love is Blind people last year, and they're saying how they already made six figures in their jobs, and now, after being on Love is Blind, they make at least double what their salaries
were. So what you're saying is we should try to get on Love is Blind?
So we get divorced just for tactic, but
yeah.
We're still secretly like with
right,
our men.
Right, right, right. And then we can pull it. We're like, we
could
somehow get them on it too. Just like that one couple
yes.
that we won't talk about.
Or, hear me out.
Okay.
This could be more interesting and
we swap
safer. No. Oh,
oh
that would
no, that's
be.
Weird. No, that's weird.
That would be something.
Yeah, that's weird.
No,
sorry.
No, no. Well, I'm about to get weird, too. Mm. So, as we're getting into it, like, we're not totally feeling it with anyone, but, like, kind of. But what we thought was going to happen with Aaliyah and what's her name?
Anche? Oh, Lydia.
Yeah. So, we fall in love with each other.
Oh, yeah. In the room.
And then we know we're always protected because we don't actually have to do anything or say anything.
Yeah.
And we're not lying to each other because
yeah.
we're both in on it.
Yeah. We go
and then everyone's,
in
like,
there.
Rooting
oh,
for
God.
Us
because yes.
they're, like,
yes.
best friends
Lesbian
fell in
love.
Love.
Yes. Oh, best friend love. Wait.
Well, we're best friends that
fall
in
love.
And then Aaron and Whit will be like, oh,
they're
yeah, that's
best
fine.
Friends, but they don't fall in love.
Oh, they're also on the show still in this scenario?
I don't know. It could work.
We've got plenty of good plans. And then people are like, and they have a podcast together? They knew each other before? There'd
that's
be so
crazy.
Much.
And now
I don't think
fucking,
we could get away with
weird.
It. We couldn't get away with it,
you know,
but
no.
if we could, it'd be such a quick way to fame.
We can figure this out.
And then we go on tour with our show.
With Love is Blind or with
no,
Loud and Louder?
No, Loud and Louder.
Yeah.
Or we rebrand a new thing.
Love and Lover?
And then we have to like fake this relationship for a long time. And then we decide to just be friends. And then we go back to our exes, Aaron and Whit. And we have weddings all over again. Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah, I think we went too far.
And then there's some wild documentary about us 10 years later. And it starts with this sound bite.
Sing me a song and last of this one.
He's coming back to me. I don't know why I'm doing this shit with my hands. You can't hear it.
She was busting stuff with her hands.
I was really just like slamming my fists together.
I thought you were giving a hand.
I was trying to, but it turned into like hands. Fist smacking.
This is not going well.
I don't care. I'm having a good time. This next segment is one that we've done before as well. What's one of the worst or best things you ate in the last week, Misha?
Well, yesterday, I went on a trip to ABT.
ABT?
ABT.
What is that?
It's this place. It's this magical place where you buy appliances.
I was going to say, isn't that?
It's magical.
I think our fridge is from ABT.
It's magical, okay? So I went there with my mom and my brother. My mom needed a new fridge.
This is how you know you're grown up.
I know! My mom needed a new fridge. And she's like, fuck it, I need a new fridge. I guess I'll get a dishwasher too. We go here, right? They're like, it's great, Misha. Just you wait. We walk in. I'm like, there's a fountain that's doing the water with the music. Choreographed.
What?
Yes. Like Disney.
At an appliance store?
It's a, there's fresh cookies.
What?
Fresh cookies. Those are great. But the best thing I ate, they made these little grilled cheeses in this panini machine that they were trying to show us with Colby Jack.
This is not where I thought you were going.
It was great.
What?
It's a great place. Then you go upstairs.
I want to go. There's an upstairs.
There's upstairs, and they show you these kitchens that are insane, like $100,000 kitchens. There's this movie theater room.
And then they finger you while you're in a recliner.
Yes. I ate this grilled cheese while getting fingered in this recliner. It was crazy. No, this place is crazy.
Amazing.
We went into this room. It was like the theater, the home theater room. These people have money. It's like out of the boonies in Glenview. This room, it shows like the whole theater, the seats, everything. It's like, do you want this room? It's only $500,000.
I was like, take it. I thought you were to say $5,000. No. I was like, I'm doing it.
No. There were two speakers, these big red speakers that you put in a room. $200,000.
Can I do a mini version of this? Like a markdown?
Let me show you. There was a wine dispenser. You can have a wine dispenser in your kitchen.
What does that mean?
Look at it. All right? Look at it.
I'll describe what I'm looking at because everyone...
That's a wine dispenser. You put different wines in there and you press the buttons and they pour you wine in your kitchen. It's like a wine keg.
What?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Even though people...
Look at this room. This is the cave. Oh. This is where you buy your man cave.
Or woman, because I want this. There's... Ooh, ping pong. Is that Miss Pac-Man?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There's so many games.
Yeah.
There's like, yeah.
It's like a homeowner's dream.
I want to hang out
there. Look.
Okay, this is like... bigger than IKEA.
It's
like a mall.
I said it's the rich IKEA. Look at that.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. Look at.
Is that an aquarium?
Yes.
Wait, guys, let me just explain. This is not just like a fish tank. This is probably
like Shedd Aquarium.
Two fish tanks that are like 12 feet by 5 feet each. This is insane. I need to go here.
This place is called ABT, okay, guys.
When I have doctor money and we're buying a house,
yes,
take me
here.
Oh,
we're going together.
Because
I'll help you.
It'll be more fun to actually be able to buy something.
We'll have the best fucking kitchen.
I know people make fun of home movie theaters and they're like, that's so cheesy. But like, honestly, that is the one thing I would love to spend money on.
So, speaking of which, my husband loves to be like, babe, let's go see a movie. And it's always at like 8:53. So last night we went to a movie at 9 o'clock.
Are you talking about the problem is it's so late
yes.
that it's more expensive or you're tired?
Tired. It was a Sunday. We went to the movies.
Oh, I see. And you're like, I need to get in work mode. 9 p.m.
I was like, all right, cool. We'll just go. And as I'm sitting down, I'm like, okay, how long is this movie? 3.5 hours.
What movie?
It's the Leonardo.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's a heavy movie. Dramatic 3.5 hour movie that started at 9. That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, I actually stayed up for this one. The other one I didn't stay up for. Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. She's referring to Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I passed out. That movie was 3 hours. I was like, this is a great movie. Oh, there's got to be only like 20 minutes left. I looked. There was still an hour and a half left. I was
That's exactly what I did. I went to bed. I didn't sleep. I was too stressed.
Oh, no. There was a recliner. I was like, babe, I'll see you when this is done. And I passed out.
I still need to see the Ninja Turtles.
Oppenheimer? Hope Oppenheimer?
Yeah, we talked about it, I'm pretty
sure.
Did
you like it?
Yeah, but I'll never see it again.
No, never.
I want to see Ninja Turtles.
Oh, well, I want to see Bottoms.
I've heard Bottoms is incredible.
What's Bottoms?
I can't remember what it's about, but it is not about gay men who bottom, despite the title. That's exactly what my mind goes to each time.
What was it about?
Truly don't remember. I just remember hearing that it's like one of the best movies ever.
Okay.
By people I trust. So I want to see it.
All right.
And I can't remember what else is in theaters, but I love going to the movies.
I do too, but I made a rule after last night that it has to be before 8 o'clock.
Especially if it's 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Anyways, the best thing I did in the last week.
Yeah, what was it?
I actually love, because now we have the freedom to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
It was the New York pizza that I ate at 3 a.m.
So good.
It was so good.
I bet you didn't get a hot dog on the street, though. I mean, street meat is
but
good.
Also part of me, yeah, I love that street meat.
I love street meat.
But I don't know if it's as amazing as I think it is, because I was drunk.
Yeah, that's why it's amazing.
But is it amazing even if I'm sober?
Probably not.
Okay.
But it's better.
Well, it was the magic of skipping through the streets of New York at 3 a.m. with my lover
on she a calls Saturday her husband night.
I know, it drives her nuts. But, oh, she'd be like, also.
She'll pick up the phone. Hi, lover. Like, yeah, but for real. Wrong. She's being for real.
Yeah, it's not a joke. I don't know. It just happened, and now it's stuck in my brain.
Well, he's your lover.
We were shocked at how many people were on the train at 3 a.m.
It's New York City, the city that never sleeps.
I said that. I was like, oh, yeah, this is why they call it the city that never sleeps. But we were just like, this isn't like, oh, people getting off work at a late night bar and some sketchy characters. No. It was a ton of people.
Because they don't go out till. I feel old.
I've been out all damn day. So
I just feel old, y'all. Like, I used to not go out until like 10. And now, like, there's no way. If I'm not leaving my house till 10, I'm not leaving.
I don't think that's lame, though. I think what's lame is just, like, never going out, never being social.
I didn't say I was lame.
Oh, I thought.
Wow. I didn't say lame. I said
old. What'd
you
say? Oh, no. Okay, but regardless.
And it is.
You're not. I guess.
It's an older vibe.
An older way of living. But. Wow. I would argue, which also is going to make me sound old, that it is just smarter and more efficient. And your tomorrow self will thank you.
You don't get hangovers.
Oh, I got a hangover in New York.
Did you? How'd it feel?
Not great.
You had a hangover? Like a headache?
Yeah.
Big
headache.
Throw up?
I don't think I had any of that, but like, I was so sluggish. And
she's like, I was so dehydrated.
Yeah, I was really dehydrated. But
once you drank water, you were fine, weren't you?
No, it took me longer than ever.
How long?
Till like 3 or 4 p.m.
Okay, yeah.
Which I guess is only 12 hours from when I went to bed.
That's
but still
rough.
Still was not ideal. Because I was like, how? I only had this many drinks. And then as I realized, I was like, oh, wait. I think it was 7 or 8 drinks over like 7 or 8 hours.
That's not bad at all.
For me, it was a lot.
I've had, how many drinks have I had since I've been here?
1, 2, 3. Including shots as a drink.
Shots
have to count for something.
Shots don't count.
I think 4 drinks, 3 shots.
2.5 shots.
Two and a half shots.
Two and a half shots.
I'm on my third drink, and I think I'm at the same level. Oh, no, that was Misha. Sorry. It's okay. Guard dog thought someone was banging Boxy on the door. Sorry, Boxy
stopped chewing on dick.
If anyone has a dog and they love bully sticks, just know that a bully stick is bull penis dried. Every dog loves it. It's expensive, but it's amazing.
That dick.
Yeah.
You're gonna eat that
and
dick.
There's that viral video of a woman who's like, this is the most delicious penis butter pie. Oh. And then people are like, the what butter pie? Huh?
What kind of pie is that?
What's in there? Penis. Moxie, it was just Misha. It was just her friend. You're such a good guard dog.
No one's gonna take your dick.
Now she's gotta go walk the halls, check out all the security posts.
Lock the doors.
Imagine Moxie on her hind legs with her paw locking the top lock, the handle lock.
Where's your husband?
I don't know. He should be home soon.
My husband's in the other room studying.
Yeah, which is cute. He's on his laptop with his headphones in my living room.
Studying chemistry.
And Aaron's coming home from being a doctor in the ICU.
Be nerds up in there.
But we love them and support them.
Yep. All right, so this should be very interesting.
This was unhinged.
Unhinged. Actually, my friend at work, Kaylee, she told me to shout her out because she keeps asking for an episode. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
What does that mean, though, to do an episode for someone?
We didn't do it for her. I'm just saying, like, shout out because I told her I would shout her out.
Oh, that's it.
This is weird now. Now you just made it weird.
Sorry.
But yeah, this was our first episode that we just, like, we're like, fuck it. We're just going to talk.
Yeah. Because also, whenever we get together, we just
want to hang out.
Yes, and it's been too much time. So we spend all this time having conversation, catching up, and it's really fun. And we're like, why don't we just record this?
We should have recorded earlier because we were talking all this stuff. We were talking religion. We need to do that next time.
And then it's like more fun for us, easier for us, and you still get the content you crave.
I'm always looking for podcasts that will make me laugh, and no one does.
There's so much
annoying
shit.
I'm sorry.
And heavy shit.
We're humble people. We are humble people. But.
I knew a but.
We're fucking funny. And I feel like I would want to hear us talk.
Where are you going from there, Misha?
Hope you guys agree.
Or maybe they turned it off a long time ago. Yeah. And that's okay too, because
next time we'll probably come back with the episode. I think we were talking about like influences.
But also, I'm okay with meeting in the middle of like there's a topic, but maybe it's not so structured and so research focused.
Yeah.
And we just think of things.
Should we look up like a stat just for this? What should I look up? A stat?
A random stat for this episode?
Random stat. Yeah, let's look up a random stat.
Yeah, go for it. Google can be a fun place.
50 totally crazy statistics.
All right, you've got my hopes up. It better be real.
The average drunk driver drives under the influence more than 80 times before being arrested the first time.
Oh,
shut up! You don't know my life!
For anyone who couldn't quite understand what Misha was saying as she was laughing... A drunk driver who has received a DUI has driven drunk on average 80 times drunk before being caught. So if you drunk drive a lot and you're like, oh, but I'm good, like nothing bad has happened, this is for you.
Wait, because that 81st time, we're on to you.
Yeah, we're roaming the streets. We're coming out and we're finding those drunk drivers.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're not.
Want to come party?
No. More than 30... No, these are bad.
Are they just serious?
More than 36 million U.S. adults cannot read above the third grade level.
Oh, no. We need lighthearted stuff.
Oh, the average American eats nearly 13 pounds of ice cream per year. That's you.
Ooh, I love ice cream.
I maybe eat like 1 pound.
Well, the first silly stat that popped up for me... On average, 100 people... Oh. choke to death on ballpoint pens every year.
Do they swallow?
100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens every year? Guys, keep the pens out of your throat.
You don't have to eat them. The cap?
It says just pens. I don't know. Guys, if you want to deep throat something, there are other options.
Pins are small. Those are easy to go down.
They can get lost. Yeah. You know it's not going to get lost?
A dick.
It's attached to something at least.
Dick.
Look at us, full circle. Callbacks and everything.
Well, in that case, this is our show tonight. We hope you enjoy and potentially come back. I'm so stuffed. My nose has gotten more and more stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You sound congested. Is it my animals?
It's the animals.
I've got two cats and a dog.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He goes, suck the dick.
If it'll bring him back to life. All right. This is Loud
and Louder
with Holly and Misha.